Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we're continuing to sample the Psalms. You ever have seasons where your worship just seems bland, like a bowl of food that has little taste? You struggle to savor it, find any desire to dig in and enjoy? Listen to Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. And they shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. You ever go through seasons where you struggle to worship, to believe that God is at work in your life and in the greater world at large? You do your devotions, you stand up to sing a praise song, and it just feels flat, like a Coca-Cola that has no fizz in it. That's where David is. He's feeling lowly, he's wondering about his purpose and work. We heard that he's in the midst of trouble, and there are powerful enemies in the world doing evil. So what does David do during this season? He cultivates gratitude by remembering who God is for him. Three times in the first four verses we find the word thanks. David thanks God with his whole heart. He bows his body down and thanks God for his steadfast love and faithfulness, for exalting his name and his word. How much time do we spend thanking God for his love and faithfulness as promised in his word? Friends, God promised to send a Savior, and he did just that by sending Jesus to save us from our sins, from death, and to defeat our enemy the devil, who wanted to destroy us forever. We are guaranteed glory for all our days simply by believing in Christ and his finished work. Let's thank God for doing more than all we could ever ask for or imagine. This will spice up our faith life no matter what season we're in, and no matter what's happening in the world. Notice in the first verse, David thanks God while singing praise to him before the gods of this day. These gods are likely the rulers of foreign nations who are opposed to God and his rule. But David does not let rulers' wicked ways detract him from giving thanks. Do you notice that David jumps into a time machine and looks at the certain future when all the kings of the earth will bow the knee to God and give him praise? God has declared, one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:11. You been discouraged by our leaders or proud rulers in the world? You ever give thanks to God for the future day when evil rulers will only be able to praise God and never be able to do wickedness again? That will give you a whole new perspective, won't it? David ends by reminding himself that God looks kindly on those who are lowly, who are humble. God remembers the meek as they go through rough patches and promises to preserve their lives in trials and will work out all things for their good and his glory. That's why David ends with a prayer, that God not forsake him. Friend, if you're having a tough season, pray always and never lose heart. Luke 18:8. There's a story of a woman who went to a restaurant. She had to use the restroom. She took off her expensive ring so she could wash her hands, and then she left without taking the ring with her. Later that night, in despair, she called the restaurant, and a person answered and heard her distress, told her, "Hold on, hold on." They went to the restroom, and after looking for a while, there it is. They found the ring. They went back to the phone and with joy said, "I found your ring! I found your ring!" But there was no answer. The lady had gotten frustrated that she had to wait, and she just hung up seconds before. She called out for help, but she was impatient and gave up. Let's not let that be true of us. You see, God loves to answer our prayers, and He knows when it is best to answer them. So don't hang up, stay on the line. J.C. Ryle says, "All our needs are fully known to the Lord of heaven and earth. He can meet those needs whenever He sees fit. He will relieve them whenever it is good for our souls." So let's spice up our life by thanking God for all He has done and what He has promised He will do. And let's continue to exercise our faith by calling out to God and not lose heart even in the tough seasons. Friends, the Lord may not come when you want, but He's always on time. Remember who you are and who you belong to.